Good morning. It's Friday morning. Today we're going to finish the book of Amos. We've had a good time walking through Amos. I don't want to say I've enjoyed Amos because Amos has been hard. There's a lot of hard things to hear in Amos, but it's been important for us to hear. I think particularly yesterday's word about being careful is a word we need to hear. But today we're going to finish, and you're going to see today one of the reasons why I love the prophets, because we've heard a lot of harsh judgment, haven't we? We've heard talks of famine, of the word, of destruction, judgment. We've heard the Lord say he's not going to send his word. We've heard talks of righteousness. And so today, we're going to see some more condemnation, but we're going to end with grace. So let's read chapter 9 together today. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, saying, "Strike the capitals until the thresholds shake, and shatter them on the heads of all the people. And those who are left I will kill with the sword. None of them shall flee away. None of them shall escape. They shall, though they dig into Sheol, from there my hand shall take them. Though they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. Though they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, from there I will search out and take them. Though they hide in my sight at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the sea serpent, and it shall bite them. And though they go into captivity in front of their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it shall kill them. I will fix my eyes on them and harm them, and not for good. The Lord, the God of hosts, who touches the earth and it melts, and all who live in it mourn, and all of it rises like the Nile, and sinks again like the Nile of Egypt, who built his upper chambers in the heavens, who found his vault on the sea, and who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are you not like the Ethiopians to me, O people of Israel? Says the Lord. Did I not bring Israel up from the land of Egypt? The Philistines from Kaphtor and the Armenians from Kir? The eyes of the Lord God are upon all the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth, except I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob. For lo, I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes with a sieve, but no pebble shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say evil shall not overtake or meet us. On that day I will raise up the booth of David that has fallen. I will repair its breaches. I will raise up its ruins, and I will rebuild it as in the days of old, in order that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and the nations who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this. The time is surely coming, says the Lord, when the one who plows shall overtake the one who reaps, and the treader of grapes the one who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and I shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall make great gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them upon their land. They shall never again be plucked up out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God." So Amos ends with hope. Like all the prophets, it ends with hope because we're reminded that God will not forsake his people. That God will discipline his people. That God will rebuke his people. God will judge his people. But God will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his people. He will not leave his people. That is always the hope to me of the prophets, is that God will not give up on us. The God who sees our many faults and sees our many failures and sees the ways that we get it wrong. This God who has a record of our wrongs. This God who knows what we've done, and we can't hide it from him. He's fully aware. There's not a single thing we can do or say that God's not aware of. This God who has captured it all, he's not going to give up on us. He's not. And I think that's one of the most important things for us to hold on to, is that God doesn't give up on us. I think we all want that, don't we? Someone who's going to stick with us. Someone who, even in the difficult times, in the hard times, in the challenging times, is there for us. And that is what God is promising us today. That yes, there will be difficult days of judgment. Our sins, our mistakes, the stuff that we've done wrong, it does have consequences. It does. I speed and get a ticket. That ticket is not God being out to get me. It's, well, you did something you shouldn't have done. You got a ticket. That's the way it goes. God's not out to get us, y'all. We need to understand that. God's not out to get us. He loves us. No, as we said, our actions have consequences. There's no doubt about that. But God loves us. We can forget that God's for us. I read it. I watched an interesting video the other day of someone who had filmed a video explaining why they had fallen away from the faith. And they said all they ever heard was judgment. And they basically said, well, if this God is nothing but mad at me, then why am I going to hang around? He's going to be mad at me if I stay. He's going to be mad at me if I go. So why am I going to hang around here and just get busted? I'm going to go live my life and not worry about it. We need to be reminded today that in spite of everything, in spite of everything, God loves us. God loves us. God loves me. God loves you. God loves the folks we love. God loves the folks we don't love. God loves the folks we agree with. God loves the folks we don't agree with. Today's chapter shows us the effect of sin, how brokenness comes because of it, and how judgment comes because of it. And if I do things to harm others or harm myself and have those consequences come upon me, then that is the consequence of my own choices. C.S. Lewis said, where there's free will, there's going to be sin. And we have the freedom and the will today to choose to do the right thing, or the freedom and the will to choose to do the wrong thing. We have that choice. If we choose right, God loves us. And if we choose wrong, God loves us. You can read the book of Amos over and over and over again and see that God is not showing faithfulness to Amos and to the people of Israel, to the people of Judah. He's not showing them faithfulness because they have gotten it right. Amos and the prophets are not tales of people getting it right. In fact, quite the opposite. They get it wrong repeatedly and most frequently, and most of the time they're getting it wrong. This is not a tale of people doing it right. This is a story of people messing up and the judgment that comes from it. But it ends with, I will plant them upon their land, and they shall never again be plucked up out of the land that I've given them, says the Lord your God. God says, I'm going to return you. I'm going to take care of you, and you're going to be safe there. So today, as we finish Amos, let's be mindful that we learn from the rebukes and the things that God tells us that we should not do, the things that we should be careful of, and the ways we should guard our hearts and keep our hearts fully and firmly rooted on Him. But let's also be reminded of just how deep the Father's love is. That's our great hope. How deep is the Father's love for us? You're loved today. Remember that. Don't forget it. You're loved today. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll pick back up Monday morning. See you then.